Welcome back to the Naked Podcast. I'm your host, Emma Hislop, and today I'm going to be talking about something a bit different, which is my own experience with dropping out of university at the age of 19 and my struggle with an eating disorder. So I've kind of went back and forth on whether or not I want to share this, but I get a lot of questions about it. And at the end of the day, if I help one person, it's worth it to me. So I would recommend getting a cup of tea and cozying up because this is a very long story at the end of the day. It's basically the last 5 years of my life condensed into a podcast. So yeah, it's going to be long, but I'm going to bring you back to my high school days, which is back in 2015, 2016 is when I graduated. So in 2015, I had to apply to university. I had no idea what I wanted to do. All as I knew that I wanted a degree that could provide me a job when I got out. So a lot of people recommended business school to me, and I knew it wasn't something I was actually very interested in, but I just kind of listened to people back then and their opinions and valued them more than my own at the end of the day. So I decided to apply to business school in the fall of 2015 so that I could enroll in the fall of 2016. I remember just applying and had this gut feeling that, you know what, this is not for me. And I'm a very intuitive person, so I probably should have listened back then. But I just decided to continue on with it and do something that other people were telling me to do. So in the summer between my last year of high school and my first year of university, I had a lot of self-doubts about going to university and pursuing business school, but a lot of my friends that I went to high school with were also pursuing business, so I thought it might be a good option. Back then, I was much more of a follower than trying to lead my own path, and I kind of fell into that trap of just doing what other people were doing. So I went to business school in my first year, and I remember that first day very distinctly, just remembering that I looked at someone and I was like, I really don't want to be here. Like, I really don't want to do university. And that's not really a great foot to start out on, I don't think. And I just remember, you know, pushing myself to go to every single class, really not enjoying the material and counting down the minutes on the clock when the class was going to be over. And I was like, you know what, it's first year, so it's probably just boring for everyone. I'm just going to trek through. And somehow I managed to still get good grades because all I really did was go to class, come home, and study. So as I continued to just study and go to classes, I started to feel very isolated. And anyone who's been to university knows that it is a major adjustment between high school and your first year of university. The amount of responsibility and just, I guess, overall experience is very different than high school. I kind of felt like I was just thrown into the deep end, and it was like, fend for yourself. So I worked really hard in university. I tried to get the best grades I could, and I just continued on this path of business school, but in my mind, I knew that wasn't what I wanted to pursue at the end of the day. And actually, funny backstory, in my second semester at in business school, I applied to law school in England because my friend was also applying to physio schools in the UK. So I applied to several universities in London and I got accepted to them, but I also knew that was probably not something I wanted to do and it was a lot of money on the line. So I decided to not pursue that as my education and continue on with business school because it was significantly cheaper with the tuition. So I just continued on with it. And in the second year, I really struggled because both of my best friends had moved away. I felt really isolated and I was doing something I really did not like. So I decided to take all my courses online at that time and it further isolated me from everyone else. I just kind of continued on doing something that I really didn't like and I kept asking myself, why am I doing this? Is there any purpose to it? Is there any meaning? I don't want to go work a corporate job after this. And I had no interest in numbers or learning about different business models or anything like that. But I just continued on because I thought, this is what I have to do. This is what society is telling me to do. And I can't step outside the box. Like, how dare I do that? And I was someone who, I was really shy. I've been shy my entire life, which is very odd because most people probably don't think of me as that if they know me personally. But in school, I was so shy. I remember just shaking in front of my classmates if I had to give a presentation. And I was not, you know, one of those popular kids. I kind of just blended into the walls and did my own thing my entire life. So dropping out of business school or anything or changing up my life seemed very unlikely for someone like me. So I really struggled with it. But in the second year, as I said, I continued to struggle and I faced a lot of anxiety and depression throughout my first and second year at university. And I developed an eating disorder to subconsciously control the depression and anxiety I was feeling. I think that, and actually, sorry, I know that my disordered thoughts around food and exercise were just developed as a sense of control when I felt like at the end of the day, I was going to be miserable for the rest of my life if I had continued a career that I really didn't like. And I'm someone who I want to wake up every day and be excited to do what I do and to love life. So at the end of the second year, I finished that year with good grades, better than any of the previous years, which was kind of strange because I was teaching myself mostly everything online. But my mom looked at me and she was like, I really don't think you should go back in third year. And I played it off and was like, you know what? No, like I can do it. I can get through these next 2 years after this. And something I've realized was like, no, I could not get through two more years of that, no matter how hard I tried. My heart wasn't in it. My brain wasn't in it. I had no passion for it at all. So after the second year, I went back and forth on whether or not to drop out. I still signed up for courses between the second and third year. And I remember the first day of third year starting and I dropped all my courses and then I panicked and I picked them back up again. And then I had a conversation with my mom and she's like, literally just take a year. So I dropped them all. And it's been 2 years now and I haven't been to school. I just decided that I had to do something other than what I was doing with my life. And I started working at a spin studio during my second year of university. And that was probably my greatest outlet and like a little piece that I would find joy in. I felt like when I was going through my depression, I didn't really feel anything. So the fact that I could feel some sort of joy from something gave me a lot of purpose. And I started focusing more on that job, even though it was only a few shifts a week. I needed that time to slow down and just live life and find out who I truly was at the core of myself. And I know it sounds very strange, but you know, when we're just going through the motions of life and we're just trying to get so many things done off of our checklist or study for this exam, and we don't really have time to slow down and figure out who we truly are. So I've had that advantage to slow down in my life for a year or so and truly discover who I am and what my purpose is at the end of the day. And this was kind of when I started to take my Instagram and my blog more seriously. Every morning I would wake up and I would have this excitement to like make a breakfast or make toast or something and post it on Instagram. It might even, like, looking back on my old pictures, I'm like, that did not look good. But it gave me something that I felt like I had a voice when I felt like I didn't at the same time. It gave me a sense of purpose and power and using my voice on a platform that I had never experienced before. And it really helped me heal, hearing other people's stories. And some of these stories that I've heard, I could relate to. And I made friends with some of these people. I think that the biggest thing when you're trying to, you know, pursue a different path is just to trust your intuition. I know it sounds so hard, but I'm someone who truly believes that everything happens for a reason. And if you don't, that's okay. But I know deep down, I would not be the person I am today if I didn't make that decision to no longer pursue something that was not serving me, or going to step outside of my comfort zone, to even going to try a spin class. All of these things have changed me and shaped me for the person I am today. And I don't know where I would be without all of these decisions that have led up to where I am currently in my life. You know, I think, and I know that whenever we make these big decisions, and as scary and as intimidating, and, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, people are judging you. You just have to make them. Because when you make those decisions, that's when you have a turning point in your life. That's when you start to grow. If we continue to live in our boxes, or we continue to write the same story every single day, you know, you can't grow from that. You have to step outside of your comfort zone, do things that bring you joy. Only surround yourself with people who make you feel good. All these things are in your control. And I think we often forget that. I think there are a lot of things wrong with the way we live and how fast we live. And once you realize, though, that you are in control of your life and you make those decisions, every decision you make in your life, and as intimidating as this might sound, but every decision you make in your life is an accumulation of who you build into as a person. I was a completely different person 5 years ago. I shocked myself even some days. And, you know, now when I make decisions, I'm like, okay, it scares me. This is great. What's going to come of it? And the worst thing that can happen when you make a decision that might be scary is, like, you know, it doesn't work out, but you learn from that. You know, we need to stop looking to the left or the right of us at what other people are doing and just follow your heart and follow your creativity, because that's what you're driven by. You're driven by your cognitions at the end of the day, and you are a leader and you must think that. I believe that no matter what decision you make, when I decided to get better from my eating disorder, that was the biggest turning point in my life, and I had accepted that I had a problem. And I started to live this life of complete gratitude for every day that I woke up, that I had the privilege to post on the internet and share my story, that I have the privilege to wake up and walk even. And I know it sounds crazy, but once you start living with a sense of gratitude and just appreciation and fullness and abundance for life, your world changes around you. You see everything completely differently. And when I was in the depths of my eating disorder and my mental health was in the toilet, essentially, I remember just making that decision and saying, you know what? The only way I can go is up. And that's something I told myself every single day. There's always more when you think that there isn't. And I think that everyone can get better. Just remember, it's in your control to get better. I mean, I'm just speaking from personal experience. I'm a 21-year-old girl on the internet who's just trying to figure out life and has went through some things in my life that has led me to where I am today. But if you're struggling, if you're out there and you're wondering and you're lost, essentially, just remember that there is light. And even when you don't see it, it's always there. Just make those decisions in your life that are going to serve you and are going to change your life. You have the power over that. And only surround yourself with people who are going to support you in those decisions. You know, during that time in my life, it was like my mom was basically my supporter. Everyone thought I was crazy for leaving school. I got it from different family members. They're like, so what are you going to do? Like, they looked at me as if I was going to be an absolute failure and I was going to sit at home and do absolutely nothing with my life. But if I didn't make that decision, I wouldn't have the opportunities I have today. I wouldn't have met the people I've met today. And I wouldn't have the abundance I have in my life today. So ask yourself, are you making those changes in your life to help better you as a person and to be a leader in our society? I guess this kind of went on a bit longer than I had expected, but I wanted to talk about my experiences and my philosophy on life and how I've kind of healed from my past. And that was really, truly to start to get to know myself at my core and to take big risks in my life, whether that is to post something different one day. I'm someone who, if I want to do something, I'm just going to do it. If people follow along, that's great. And you know what? You have to start living your life with this. This is something I struggled with my whole life, was if people don't like you, that's okay. That's something I've learned as well. But I want to wrap this up because I'm going off on tangents now, and that's something I tend to do. And then I start talking so much that I don't even know what I'm talking about. So that's probably what I'm doing now, and I apologize. But I hope you guys have a great day. And if you're struggling, if you need anything, I'm just speaking from experience, but I'm going to provide some resources for you if you need any help, or if you just need someone to talk to, you can always send me a DM or an email. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode and have a great day. I'd like to say a huge thank you to tuning into this episode. If you guys could share it on Instagram or with your friends and family in real life, because truly nothing better than that, I would be very appreciative of that. And I'm going to leave all of my information to my amazing guests on the show notes. I'm going to be back in your ears real soon, and I hope you guys have a great week.